I showed you how bad I am as an electrician, you would be shocked.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Do you have some bad memories, embarrassing moments, anything you'd like to forget? Maybe it was the time you put both contact lenses into the same eye. Or that day your twin sister forgot your birthday. Ah, I hate when that happens. Or you woke up from a sound sleep screaming because your braces were stuck together. And you were in the front row of church at the time. Perhaps you'd like to forget the time you showed up for work and were greeted by Anderson Cooper of CNN. That is never a good sign. Or that time you woke up and found your waterbed had sprung a leak and you didn't even have a waterbed. Well, we all have memories we'd like to forget, don't we? Where I live, we would like to forget this past January when the temperature dipped to minus 45 below zero. But someone said at least it was a dry cold. Minus 45. Try explaining to Hawaiians exactly what this is like. You throw a glass of water in the air and it comes down on your head like ice pellets, and you're standing in your living room. Two of our sons had their pipes freeze. Not their personal pipes, but the ones in their house. For my sons, it meant going under the house with a heater and a hairdryer and thawing things out. Then, at midnight, the power went off. Thankfully, the problem was resolved in a few hours, but the temperatures remained in the minus 40s for what seemed like 7 years. There are just three benefits to such cold. It can only get warmer. Politicians finally have their hands in their own pockets, and teenagers walk past with their pants hiked all the way up. Each December 28, New Yorkers gather in Times Square to celebrate Good Riddance Day. They list unpleasant memories of bad days, then take a sledgehammer to them, light them on fire, or throw them into an industrial-strength shredder. Out with the bad year, in with the good. On this year's lists were poverty, recession, cancer, debt, my boss, bad coffee. One wrote, my sister-in-law. Good Riddance Day is inspired by a Latin American tradition in which people stuff dolls with objects representing bad memories, then light them on fire. Maybe you, too, are haunted by memories, by things you'd love to forget. Maybe you've written them down and set them on fire, but still they haunt you. Surely the key involves supernatural forgiveness, seeking reconciliation where possible, and handing our own regrets and mistakes over to God, who can work new things in us. But is there an even more permanent path forward than this? Behind it all must be the realization that we can't move forward focused on the rearview mirror. This one thing I do, said Paul in Philippians 3, forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead, I pursue as my goal the prize promised by God's heavenly call in Christ Jesus. Psalm 103 offers more than a good riddance party for unpleasant memories. It reminds us that God himself has bid good riddance to our sins. As far as the east is from the west, so far has God removed our transgressions from us. That is a very long distance, my friend, isn't it? And that is absolutely, without a doubt, the best news on this planet. When those memories arrive, press on by focusing on redemption, on the hope we have, on the heavenly call God has placed on your life. And remember what Corrie ten Boom once said, God buries our sins in the depths of the sea and then puts up a sign that reads, no fishing.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper, encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.